Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The first ever parent of a school shooter has testified in her own defense at her involuntary manslaughter trial in Pontiac, Michigan. Jennifer Crumley, mother of Ethan Crumley. Her lawyer asked if she feels like a victim.
I don't want to say that I'm a victim because I do not want to disrespect those families that truly are the victims on this, but we did lose a lot.
Tomorrow, the prosecution cross-examines. Arab American protesters showing up near President Biden's campaign event at a United Auto Workers Union Hall near Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Biden under fire for support of Israel in the Gaza War. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected the construction of new warships today, says the North's government-controlled media. Former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg is in plea talks with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to resolve a potential perjury charge. That, according to sources familiar to ABC News. This is ABC News. A major protest on pause.
France's two major farmers' unions calling on farmers to suspend protests and lift road blockades across the country. This after France's prime minister rolled out new measures to address their concerns. Hundreds of French farmers had driven their tractors to Paris in an effort to protest low wages and government regulations. Similar protests broke out in Belgium. Farmers are threatening to renew protests in June if their situation doesn't improve. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. Paris.
Leaders of the 27-member European Union have sealed a deal to provide Ukraine with 50 billion euro, or about $54 billion in U.S. money. In support comes after Hungary dropped threats of a veto. Oregon Supreme Court says 10 Republican state senators who staged a record-long walkout last year to stall legislation on abortion, transgender health care, and gun rights can't run for re-election. The decision upholds the Secretary of State's decision in the matter. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected. And it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The Universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though, and I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 2-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trailblazers led through most of the game. Milwaukee coming up short at the end. The final, Portland 119, the Bucks 116. Doc Rivers now 0-2 as the Bucks head coach.
We went in that stretch where the turnovers, every guy was trying to win the game for us. That's great, but it doesn't work. You can't just do it on your own. You got to keep playing with each other.
The Bucks are in Dallas Saturday night to play the Mavericks, then Salt Lake City Sunday night against the Utah Jazz. Men's college basketball, the number 6 Badgers in Nebraska tonight. Greg Gard says that's a tough place to play. The Cornhuskers have yet to lose a Big Ten game at home, thanks to the fans.
I mean, you go all the way back to when they first joined the league. We went there in 2014 on No Sit Sunday, or whatever they called it. So I don't know what Thursday will be. I have some ideas, but you probably can't print them.
On Sunday, Wisconsin hosts number 2 ranked Purdue. Tickets already sold out for that one at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. It's 34 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
This is Nightlight. Welcome. Great to have you with me on a Thursday night, broadcasting statewide, live from beautiful City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. Oh, we've got fun planned tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are here on a good night. I have some great guests. Rachel Manick. Am I saying that right? Manick? Manick. I thought so. Rachel Manick. Rhymes with Bionic. She's already here, but I haven't introduced her yet, so pretend you didn't hear that. But okay. She's here anyway, so you can chime in whenever you want, because she's
Rhymes
so cool.
Rhymes with Bionic.
She is a local broadcasting legend. And she's in studio tonight with me, so we'll have fun with Rachel. And then Terry Bell, the Civic Media News Director and a lifelong, an old-school newsman. That's what this country needs more of, or news person, I should say. Terry will be here at 9:30, but not to talk news. We're going to talk. He's also a movie buff. And a big-time baseball fan. But we're going to talk movies with Terry because he sees a lot of stuff. So he will be along in our number 2. And Conrad is here to take your texts and calls.
Yes.
You are still here.
I am here.
Good. I always think Conrad's going to take a powder. He's just going to say, nope, I'm done. Go work at Menards or something. So I'm glad you're still here, buddy. We've got a lot of fun clips. What is today? Today is the late night anniversary. Late Night started on this day, Late Night with David Letterman, that is, in 1982. So we'll have a little tribute to Late Night. We have a very funny clip we're going to play from Late Night, one of my all-time favorites. And it is, I got to say this name right, Julia Garner. Julia Garner's birthday. Do you know who Julia Garner is?
I think Rach? So.
Who is she?
Somebody cool.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be
fun. Her birthday?
It's her birthday.
How old is she?
She turns 30 today. Julia Garner turns 30.
Oh,
she's
then
Ruth.
I don't know who she is.
She's Ruth on Ozark.
Oh.
Yeah. She's
yes.
A
no,
foul
I totally
mouth.
Know. Yeah, I know who she is. Yes.
So she turns 30. She's great. We have a clip of Ruth. And it's interesting because it's radio. We have to bleep over everything. And Conrad said, I got sick of all the bleeps. So I took the bleeps out. Let me know what you think. So I listened to it, and it sounded great. It was flawless editing, by the way.
Came Thank in. You. Thank
but
you.
But I thought, you know, the bleeps are kind of funny because that's her character. She just swears like a merchant marine on leave. I don't know any merchant
so
marines.
So is there anything left once you added in all the bleeps?
Yeah. There's,
that's
there's,
kind of the funny part.
There's still context.
They're still there, yeah. So we'll play that clip. And then there are some fun, you know, we always – You ever follow the days of the year calendar, national days of the year?
No.
It's National Dark Chocolate Day. National Dark Chocolate Day today.
Yesterday was Hot Chocolate Day.
I know. And I pulled a great song Can you give us a little hot chocolate, Conrad, underneath? I pulled that song and we never got to play it. We had so much going on here last night. There you go. That's hot chocolate. You sexy thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was asking.
I believe in okay. miracles.
Whoa, nice. It's not too late for another career, Rachel Monick, if that is your real name. It's also National Serpent Day, National Get Up Day, and National Optimist Day. So, you know, there's that. But I think, to me, I started doing this keto thing recently because I've realized I just got to get in better shape. Dark chocolate.
It's out. You can do it.
You can do it. And it's like a superfood. It's good for your brain. Mm-hmm. So I've always been a milk chocolate guy, but about 5 years ago, I became a dark chocolate guy. Life is a crazy ride, folks. You never know what's coming around the next corner. So that's our question tonight.
Slow down.
I know. I'm in the fast lane. That's why I invited you here. You got to temper me. That's our question tonight, folks. Milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Dark.
All right. Rachel says dark, but you can text us your answer. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. It's very easy to use. You just click open the app. We're on statewide, so you can click on any of the stations, and there's a little text icon right next to the station. Very easy. We get a lot of text that way, and the app is very easy to use. Very user-friendly, I think they call. So it's also National Optimist Day. I wanted to do something with that because I consider myself an optimist, but then I just said, what's the point? See what I did there? We already have a text. Yeah. Is that your mom already, Conrad?
No, it's actually Tom from New Berlin.
Oh, Tom from New
Berlin. And
he
just says, any chocolate.
Any chocolate.
Yeah.
Tom's a new listener. I like Tom. He's got good texts. What else do we have going on here tonight? It's a lot of... So it's Julia Gardner's birthday. She turns 30. Clark Gable died in 1960. It's his birthday. And the great poet and writer Langston Hughes died today. He was born today, but he passed away in 1962. So, as I mentioned, this is the anniversary of Late Night, one of my all-time favorite shows that hit the airwaves in 1982. David Letterman was the host. Bill Murray was his first guest. This clip is a little longer than we like to play. It's over a minute. But it's Bill Murray doing what Bill Murray does, his shtick, on the first episode of Late Night with David Letterman. Conrad, if you please.
Major star, and yet here you are playing with lint balls. Well, I wish that you would quit trying to run my life, then. No, I mean this. I mean it. You've got everyone here under your spell. It's obvious. You had him doing deep breathing exercises before the show. I don't like to see it. You know. I know you're on here in Late Night where no one can stop you. But this kind of thing is not going to go on as long as I have some connections here in this building, the RCA building. I saw what you did to Mr. Wizard. Don Herbert, he has the wizard in his pocket. And you just can't use science for your own ends, Dave. You can't play God with people. When are you going to get off the high horse? Smell the coffee brewing.
So, do you miss Saturday Night Live?
I miss it. I miss going back. I miss the old gang. Yeah. Bob Tischler, of course, my old friend, is producing it. My brother, Brian Doyle Murray, is on the show and one of the stars of the show. Wait a second. What's happening to me? I just fell back into your old trick, your old mind game. I'm reading these goofy questions. I'm answering your little questions off the card. Well, do I miss Saturday night? You never missed anybody or anything. You got out of Indianapolis and didn't look back. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to fall on you, man, and I want to be there when it hits the floor. You know what I'm saying? Better yet, I'm going to do nothing about you, even though I could. You know, it's interesting. I had a chance to strangle Richard Nixon, and I didn't, and I regret it. And here I am, inches from... I don't know what's keeping me from doing it.
So now that you're well-known, is it harder to be funny?
Two American treasures.
Unbelievable.
In my opinion. That's the great Bill Murray and the great David Letterman. This is the anniversary of Late Night hitting the airwaves in 1982. So I have to do, Conrad has to keep me in check. As you may or may not know, Rachel, I've been in show business my entire adult life in one facet or another. Part of it I don't like to talk about. You can probably guess. That's right. I was an actor. And anyway, no, so I met Bill Murray when I was a kid. So he married into a family that was good friends of ours. And he was around. We used to vacation in Three Lakes, Wisconsin.
I've been to Three Lakes.
Have you?
Yeah, beautiful. I had family there at one point.
Oh, man. That lived there year-round?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of memories of it other than I went in the water and I got leeches all over my feet and legs.
Oh, wow. That's not a very good experience. Did you go back?
I don't think so. I don't think I went back in the water.
I had a tapeworm once. Great way to keep the weight off.
Oh, can I get one of those?
You're fine. So you've been there. It's a beautiful area.
It's beautiful,
and
yes.
We
it's
used to
beautiful.
Go up a lot in the summer. My grandparents had a place there. We would drive up from Chicago, and Bill Murray was around quite a bit because he was married into this family, and we thought he had just done Meatballs, I think. And I just thought, oh, my God, this is like the guy from Saturday Night Live. And I at that age, I didn't really understand, like, how talented he was. I just knew he was on TV, so it was a really cool thing. So, and then, I don't know, I just, and then his brother, Brian, is funny. His brother, Joel, is funny. Like, their family, I can't even imagine sitting around the dinner table in that family. Conrad, can you imagine that?
I can't.
Imagine seeing him now.
Yeah.
When you know what you know now.
I know. I'd probably.
He's Bill Murray.
There are very few people in this world I would probably risk looking stupid in front of, because at this point in my life, all I have is my dignity. I'm not even really sure I have that 100% of the time. But I would say something to him just because we have that kind of past in common. I did. I was on an elevator once with Chevy Chase. He was going to a meeting at the same place I was. And I said, I can't remember what I said, but what did I say? I said, I'm a huge fan. And then I made reference to something specific. And then we rode in silence. And I said, was that okay? Was that weird? He goes, yeah, you could have told me you love me. That would have been weird. I said, oh, yeah. Well, I do. And he laughed. And I made Chevy Chase laugh. So I was happy about that. So anyway, that's our Bill Murray clip. And that's my Bill Murray story. And we got another texter. I knew your mom. Okay. Conrad's mom texts almost every night. She's great. From the 920, but really in Key West. She says dark chocolate with a hint of raspberry.
Oh, she's fancy.
Yeah, your mom sounds a little pretentious, Conrad. I think we know
fancy.
Each other well enough. I can say that to her.
She actually texted me on my personal phone, too, and said, I'm glad you're still there, too.
Would your mom listen to the show if you didn't work on it? Like, when you take a powder eventually and you get your dream sports job, will your mom still listen to Nightlight?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Would you?
I think she's just a friend of Nightlight now.
She's obviously a friend of Paula, that warms my heart. Thank you. And please keep listening and please keep texting. So we got a lot of fun planned here tonight. Rachel Monica's here.
I like orange and chocolate combo.
That's a great combo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not as pretentious. So Rachel Monica's here. Big fan of the orange chocolate. And Conrad's mom is with us in spirit. And Conrad hasn't left yet, so I'm happy about that. We got a lot of fun. Terry Bell will be here in the second hour. More with Rachel Monica. We're going to give Rachel a movie quiz, and we'll see how she does when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Valentine's Day is here.
This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
So from the 818, that's a long way from here. That's California. They're all about the milk chocolate. Bridget says milk chocolate, dark chocolate is eaten for health reasons, not taste.
It's an acquired taste.
I like it. You know? Acquired a taste for it.
Like even coffee. When I was young, coffee was like, ew.
Yeah.
But now I need it.
Me too. That's exactly. I used to love the smell of coffee.
But not the taste.
Right. And then a friend of mine, Paul Gilmartin, friend of the show, he used to host Dinner and a Movie. Remember that show? So Paul said, this is brilliant. We were talking about Pete's Coffee, P-E-E-T-S. And I like Pete's
Coffee. That's what I drink every morning.
Is there one here?
No, I drink the little K-Cups by Pete's.
Okay, I get the bag at home too. That's what I do. But and Paul coined the phrase, he said, it tastes like coffee smells. And I'm like, man, if they would adopt that as their slogan.
They should have.
They should have, because that's a great way to put it. Okay, so let's get to know Rachel.
Because that's me.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome to the Nightlight Studio, where it's very bright and looks like a post-op surgery room, but this is the Nightlight Studio. Rachel Monica is here from Good Day, Wisconsin.
Thanks for having me.
This is great. So you and I met. I was on your show years ago. I had just done a movie, and then
what was that movie called?
The Godfather of Green Bay.
Guess what I watched today?
No way.
I did.
Why?
I just thought I wanted to have it in my head when I sat down here.
That's so nice. Did you pay for it?
No, it was free on
Prime?
Fubi.
Tubi.
Tubi.
Fubi. I like that.
Free on Tubi. If you combine that, it's Tubi.
And there is
because I watched ads, do you get anything from that?
No, I haven't. I mean, it's an independent film.
Yeah.
Investors made some
Somebody's
money
making
back.
Money off of it.
Well, I'm hoping we just got it on all those outlets. So I had to dig deep into my own pocket to do that because it's such an old title. That all the elements are like, oh, shot on film. Well, now everything's this. That's going to cost you $500 or whatever it is. So, you know, it's starting to trickle in, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe people will find it. You never know.
Well, I did. It was really easy.
Thank you.
It was really easy. And then I was on IMDb looking at all the, you know, the actors that were in that movie.
Yeah.
And
we had Lance Barber here a couple weeks ago who was in that, who plays George Cooper on Young Sheldon. This is their last season. So...
You had some big names in there.
Yeah. Lauren Holly, Tony Goldwyn, Thomas Lennon.
That one surprised me. I didn't remember that.
I honestly, Rachel, I didn't know. I knew he was on Reno 911 when we booked him, but the whole cast was like, oh my God, from the state? I'm like, what's that? Like, it was a world famous improv sketch group that he started, and they knew him from that. So he's a legend. He's a phenomenal writer and actor.
How many years ago was that movie?
20.
Okay.
It was 20. We shot in fall of 03, and then we shot some stuff in L.A. and Vegas in the spring of 04. So, but it took forever to get it out there because post-production takes a long time. But anyway, thank you for watching. I hope you liked it.
I did.
Okay, good. And then where I was going with this was I was on your show with Mike McGuire, who did a movie called Aquarians about four years ago.
Yeah.
Mike and I drove down very early.
Mm-hmm.
We were having we had Monic hours that day, and another time I was on your show for something, and I can't remember why, but you've always been very good to me, so thank you, and I'm thrilled to have you here. And tell me about you. So you've been on. First of all, you told me you're up past your bedtime, so I appreciate that.
I'm usually in bed right now,
but
I don't work tomorrow. I have tomorrow off.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, what time do you get up, and what time do you go to bed typically?
I typically try to be in bed between 8 and 9, so then I'm asleep by 9. I get up at 2:45. The alarm goes off at 2:45, and the other alarm goes off at 2:50, and I snooze them both twice. So wow. I physically get out of my bed at 3:03 every morning.
And John, your husband, who I had the pleasure of meeting on a shoot
right
recently, sleeps right through it. Good for him.
Yeah.
So you don't even get, you almost get 6 hours of sleep.
Almost, yeah. And then I take a nap during the day.
Okay. All right. So have you ever said, I'm done with morning. I want my regular nights, like to try to be like an evening or noon?
No, I love the mornings. I'm done, you know, especially being a mom, and you're done by noon and then you can pick the kids up from school. You can go to their activities. You can nap together, you know, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, as for parenting, it's great. As long as you have someone to get them up and out the door in the morning.
Okay. But now your kids are a little older, right?
Yeah, I have a 22-year-old this month.
That's right.
She'll be 22 and a 15-year-old.
Okay. So you still got some work to do on both of them, frankly, yes. Let's be honest. My kids are 23 and 18.
And they still need our money.
They still need...
Right?
Yeah. I just pretend I don't have any. We live in a tent.
Okay.
So once they're out of the house, are you still going to stick with mornings?
For sure.
That's a crazy great run you've had here.
It's been a long time.
But you love it still, right?
Yeah. I've been at Fox 11 for 29 years.
Okay.
I've been on Good Day Wisconsin for probably 27 of those years.
Wow.
And I've been anchoring with Pete for about 20.
That's incredible. And you grew up in Appleton?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't know that. And
Appleton,
I think I just told you that.
That's a Patriot. Appleton East Patriot.
Is that what they're... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you are truly a Wisconsin... One of Wisconsin's very own. And I'd like to give you a quiz if you're game.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm always nervous.
You got the study sheet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I did not. Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
My movie was your study sheet, so you'll do fine.
That was my nap.
That put you to sleep? All right. Okay, have you been to a fish fry?
Are these serious questions?
I didn't write the quiz. This is the Iowa Basic Skills Advanced version. Okay, visited Lambeau Field, yes.
Yes.
Eaten a Culver's Butterburger?
Yes.
Yes. Pumped gas at a Quick Trip?
Yes.
Yes. Boiled brats and
recently.
Beer?
Recently. My husband, that's the only way he'll eat them. I'm not a brat eater, but I have eaten a brat that was boiled in beer.
Okay. I'm kind of with you there. Hunted deer?
No.
Same. Owned a snowblower?
We do. Yes, and I learned how to do one during Blizzard Evelyn.
Which was?
3 years ago? I can't remember.
Okay. That's fair. Drank a spotted
cow. So we just had a blizzard?
Yeah.
The one before that. So the most recent blizzard besides the one we just had.
But because we kind of got snow before this one, but not this year.
I'm talking blizzard, an actual blizzard.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You've only been here a short time and you're already under my nerves.
I know. I'm taking over. Okay, move on. Blizzard.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I have snow. I have learned how to snow throw.
Snow throw.
I was so proud of myself. Right. Oh, my gosh. I made my daughter get video of me doing it.
Snow blowing.
Yeah.
You're probably bundled up. They can't even tell it's you.
It was like 10 feet of snow and my husband was out of town.
I had to do it. Yes.
We shut down.
That was like 2017, maybe.
It was before the pandemic, nuts. For sure. So I keep saying for sure. I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
We ran out of time.
No, we're good. We're good. Okay. Owned a snowboard. Drank
more.
A spotted cow.
Yeah.
Eating squeaky cheese curds.
Duh.
I went up north on vacation.
Yes.
You said you did. Saw a concert at Summerfest.
Yes.
Yes. Tailgated at Miller Park.
Yeah, I think
Ooh.
So.
All right. We'll accept that. Hated potholes with a passion.
Of course.
Yeah. Watched Making a Murderer.
No.
No.
Absolutely
not.
Did
you boycott it?
Boycotted.
All right. We'll finish. We're halfway through the quiz. We are going to give Rachel, it's all about quizzes tonight. You're doing very well, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're going to give Rachel more of the How Wisconsin Are You quiz. She's very Wisconsin so far. And a movie quiz. That will be fun. It's Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight with Rachel Monick in studio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The first ever parent of a school shooter has testified in her own defense at her involuntary manslaughter trial in Pontiac, Michigan. Jennifer Crumley, mother of Ethan Crumley. Her lawyer asked if she feels like a victim.
I don't want to say that I'm a victim because I do not want to disrespect those families that truly are the victims on this, but we did lose a lot.
Tomorrow, the prosecution cross-examines. Arab American protesters showing up near President Biden's campaign event at a United Auto Workers Union Hall near Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Biden under fire for support of Israel in the Gaza War. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected the construction of new warships today, says the North's government-controlled media. Former Trump Organization chief financial officer Alan Weisselberg is in plea talks with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to resolve a potential perjury charge. That, according to sources familiar to ABC News. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court told the State Elections Commission not to send the presidential primary ballot to local clerks as they decide whether or not Democrat Dean Phillips should be added as a candidate. Phillips asked the court to intervene last week, saying that he was unfairly left off the ballot. The court needs to decide fast, as ballots need to be sent to military and overseas voters by the 15th. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next two-year state budget. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week. Temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Currently 35 degrees.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We've got another text here that I will now read if I can find it. Where can I find my text? There we go. 920. Conrad's dead. Wow, didn't realize Bill Murray vacationed in the area. I have great memories since the age of one. Interesting fact. Your dad has memories from the age of one, Conrad. That's really impressive.
I honestly don't have any memories of that either. I can't remember anything.
Okay, interesting fact. Conrad's great-grandpa had a cottage up in Three Lakes on Big Lake Loop. What? On one of the chain of lakes surrounding Three Lakes, my youngest first cousin owns the cottage today. Krieger history. And then he continues, speaking of the best chocolate ice cream. Oh, Cedar Crest ice cream, Cedarburg, Wisconsin, flavors chocolate, cookie, extreme, and midnight dark chocolate. Since moving from Wisconsin, one of my favorite Christmas gifts is getting these two flavors FedExed in dry ice from one of Conrad's cousins who works for the company each year. Listeners of this show know more about Conrad's family, I think, than Conrad. You're probably learning stuff, aren't you?
Can you block them? Can you block their texts
no.
and their emails?
They are. Some nights,
and
they're the only ones that text. So
that was very nice of them.
Yeah,
and
that's
ice cream sounds amazing.
It is really good.
I don't like stuff in my ice cream, though. I want it to be smooth
and
creamy.
You're not like a Rocky Road girl?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. My family disagrees with me, but...
What about chocolate peanut butter?
Yeah.
That I like a lot.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I like coffee ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
With or without the chocolate in it. Sometimes the chips get in the way.
That sounds like a song. I think you should. Sometimes the chips get in the way. Okay, let's continue with our quiz. Rachel is taking the How Wisconsin Are You quiz. We give this periodically when we have one of Wisconsin's own. Which she certainly is. So
I'm
she's halfway through.
I'm kind of at an A-.
You've only gotten one. It's just The Making of a Murderer you haven't watched, right?
I thought that was one.
Oh, Hunted Deer.
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't done that or Making... Okay.
I've done stories on deer hunting.
Doesn't count.
Okay.
Or you have to kill them with your bare hands.
No, I have that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eaten cherries in Door County.
Yes.
Yes. Ridden on a Harley.
I think so.
Been to State Fair.
Yep.
Not the State Fair. I don't know why that... Okay. That's like... Farmer Wants a Wife. Are you going to watch that show?
It's
on Fox.
It's on right now.
Oh, is it really?
Hold on,
you're
stop
missing
the show.
That? I like to call it Actor in Cowboy Hat Wants Wife, but that's okay. I'm not. Been to State Fair, yes. Hated driving in Illinois.
Sure.
Why not? Worn a Packers jersey to church?
No.
No. Okay.
But I do bleed green and gold.
Yeah, I know you do. All right. Gone tubing during summer.
Yes.
Yes. Drank from a bubbler.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Known a youper.
Yes.
Okay. Swam.
Aren't you one?
Marinette area. No, that's Wisconsin.
Oh, you're on this side of the river.
I am.
Okay.
We're in the burbs. We're in the north burbs of Green Bay. known a youper. Okay. Swam in the Wisconsin Dells.
Yes, I think so.
There? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Owned camo clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Worn a snowsuit on Halloween.
No. My kids have.
Yeah.
I dressed my kids in a snowsuit on Halloween.
I'd like to help you, but I can't give you that one. Said you don't have an accent.
I don't have an accent.
You don't have an accent? No.
I did have a talent coach tell me I'd never leave this market because of my accent.
I don't see that on you. I don't really hear an accent.
I don't either, but she did. I'm still here, though.
Oh. Okay.
But you know, when you go to the store for some eggs.
Some eggs?
Well, it's the T and the fur. You're like,
yeah.
I go to the store. I don't go to the store. And yeah. I go there for milk, not for milk. So I think if I was talking to her in my non-broadcast voice, I probably do have a lot of.
That's interesting.
Wisconsin in there, and I just don't realize. My mom's from Chicago, so I always thought I had more of a Chicago accent.
That's kind of what I hear.
Yeah.
I heard in Marinette, and maybe this is just a Northeast Wisconsin thing, but people say, I got to be there for 7.
Okay,
not at 7.
No, I don't say that.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just but I was at Starbucks about 3 weeks ago. The guy gives me my total, and he says, we'll see you at the window for 10:72 today. I was like, wow, that's a lot to unpack. So I got what he meant. I've lived there long enough now. But anyway, okay. So we have.
Anyway, I did pretty good. I'm almost all Wisconsin.
She missed four, Conrad.
Wow.
So
I did go swimming in the Dells inside. Is that what you meant?
Sure.
It's in the Dells and it's swimming.
Yeah, I've been inside in the water park, so I get that one.
Oh, I gave you that one, though. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think
six,
I just
seven,
missed three. Eight, the nine, Halloween nine, 11, one you're 12. Not giving me. But tell me, in the 80s, did you ever wear a snowsuit?
No, I didn't.
We didn't wear boots outside because we were tough.
Mm-hmm. Right. And our parents didn't care.
And they didn't care.
That helped, too.
On Halloween, if it was cold,
yeah,
who cared? We just wanted the candy.
Exactly. Okay, so Rachel Monica's here from Good Day, Wisconsin. She's a local broadcasting legend, as she is known around my house and your house, I'm sure. So you and I have something in common. We both have kids about the same age that want to go into the movie industry. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I'm nervous about it.
Are you?
Yeah. Because I really wanted her to get a job where she could buy me a house in Door County.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yep. Thanks for all you did, Mom and Dad. Here's this, because yeah. I made it big time. But you know that it's a hard business, so I worry about her. But she is currently in L.A.
Oh.
And she is...
Living?
She's a senior in college, and she is studying there right now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Internship
nice.
By day, classes by night.
That's fantastic.
And they just had she's living in student housing that has a pool and a hot tub that they're in every night. It's got a view of the Hollywood Hills.
It's a tough life.
Yeah, she's living the dream right now. I just hope she realizes this is mommy and daddy's paid dream for her.
Right.
And then the real life down the road is maybe not as easy.
Yeah.
But she's a smart girl, and she's having a great time. And one of her classes last week had a guest visitor, and it was the writer of Legally Blonde, which is a big-time favorite in our house.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. That's nice.
You know, and then another actress was in the other night, and so she's meeting a lot of people and
she'll be
having
fine.
Fun.
You know, there's so many. I was amazed, and I tell people, like, they... Because I lived out there for so long, people say, well, my daughter or my son wants to do this. And I'm like, tell them to do it. You know, everybody at our grade school was in the business. They weren't all actors. There were some. There were a lot of character actors. When you first moved there, you're like, did I go to high school with that guy? Where do I know that guy? Oh, no, he's in Goodfellas. He's the guy that got the axe through his head. But you meet people that are caterers and electricians and set designers. Like, they're all in the business.
Yeah.
And a lot of them wanted to be this or that. But they still did really well at something else. So
right, they found their
if she's
niche.
Smart, she'll be mm-hmm. fine. Yeah, and maybe she'll be a huge, you never know.
Yeah,
maybe
she wants to be a screenwriter.
Yeah.
And what about your kid? Your son, how's he doing?
He's well. He does a lot of short films, and he does a lot of writing. He has a writing partner that he went to grade school with.
Oh, my gosh, that's adorable.
And he's probably going to move out there fairly soon.
Yeah, that's what
back.
We think for her, too.
Yeah. So we should connect them. They could be a good resource.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's he loves it, and he's the same thing. I'm not worried about him at all. Like, you're a little worried. Sometimes you wish your kid would do something you don't know anything about, so you don't have to, you know, they'll figure it out. But you know, I sense I'll probably get some phone calls where this stole this idea or whatever.
Yeah.
So that just comes with the territory.
Remember, nobody in my family was, I think, thrilled about me going into broadcast because
that's the biz. Yeah,
it was so competitive. Back then, it took me a year and a half to get a job out of college, but I wanted it so badly that I just kept at it.
Yeah. And that is more important almost than, you know, sometimes even more than talent. People that are harder workers, I know people who work so hard and they got farther than people I know who are the funniest people I've ever met, but don't know how to sell themselves or get out there.
That's the trick.
Yeah. So... All right, so you like movies, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm so bad at trivia, so I'm really nervous.
It's not really trivia.
Okay.
So what we did, I have a game called Guess the Scene.
Okay.
Rachel and I are around the same age. She's much younger than me, but we're going to do this anyway because we grew up probably watching a lot of the same movies. So, Conrad, you got something lined up?
I do.
When you know it, say it, and we'll stop the clip. Because they're not very long, but...
I'm not going to know these.
You're going to know these. I made it very easy on you. Okay. So here is, this is Rachel Monick, Good Day, Wisconsin, taking a Guess the Scene quiz on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Conrad, please play the first clip.
Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw.
Caddy! Ding, ding, ding. Do we have a bell? Do we have some kind of bell sound effect?
Oh, right, there's a bell right there.
Where?
I can play it into the mic.
Oh, do it, Conrad. You got to do it. Okay, she got the first one. There's only 72 more. Okay. What time did you have to meet those people? Okay. All right, number two.
My heart is racing. I'm so nervous I'm not going
to
get these.
This is. What do you think I'm going to, like, do to you? I'm thrilled you're here.
Went blank, and I had to retrieve the word Caddyshack. Because I panic, and then I go blank. Okay.
Rachel, panic. That's all right, Conrad, number two.
Hello, may I help you? You can sure as hell try. Hi, I'm Abe Froman. Party of three for 12. Is there a problem?
You're Abe Froman.
That's right. I'm Abe Froman.
The sausage king of Chicago.
Oh, I should know this.
Yeah.
You know it.
That's me. Listen, young man. Entre nous, I'm very busy here. Why don't you take the kids and go back to the clubhouse?
Are you suggesting that I'm not who I say I am?
I'm suggesting that you leave before I have to get snooty.
Snooty?
Like,
snotty.
Ferris, what's
snotty.
His name? Okay, Ferris Bueller.
She got it.
I knew it. Could not think of his name. I'm like, the kid that's on the back of the truck and he's dancing.
He's doing Shake It Up.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well done. Bell needs work. I expected an innkeeper to come to the desk.
These are probably, that's two of the most popular movies of our time.
They're all pretty popular. You'll be fine. Conrad, you know what?
Do you have St. Elmo's Fire?
Let's do a ding, ding. Oh, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Next time. Now I just do a ding. Try the ding, ding, ding. See if that. Okay, that's better. That's much better. All right. So number three, Rachel Monick is two for two. Very impressive. Go ahead, Conrad.
209 at a ground control. We're loaded and ready to taxi.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, darling. I love you, darling.
209er, taxi to runway 19.
Is it airplane?
Yes. She's on fire. And they're all comedies, too. So
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Did I say that? Okay. Conrad, number four, my good man, if you would, please.
Come in, Ray.
Pickman. I saw it.
It's right here, Ray. It's looking at me.
He's an ugly little spud, isn't he?
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Don't move. It won't hurt you.
No idea.
Really? Just wait. Key line coming up.
Slime me.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters. Oh, I need it. Who are you going to call?
Well, that was a little too obvious.
The slimy. You're right. The slimy. I thought maybe should have. My husband, if he's watching, is mortified because he would have known within 2 seconds of each clip.
He can call. Listen, if anyone is listening that wants to chime in, you can text us. If you can get the movie.
He would have absolutely known every single one immediately.
Yeah, these are they guy movies? You think this is gender? Okay, gender bias.
Looking for a little Footloose, a little Dirty Dancing, a little St. Elmo's.
Dirty Dancing. I should have done Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
I even know Dirty Dancing. I strictly went with but if you guys know, if you guys have a guess, you're welcome to text in or, you can weigh in because Rachel's doing pretty well. She's 3 for 4. And when we come back, we'll see how she finishes up. But 844-967-2789 is the text number if you want to guess some of these sweet movies. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Valentine's Day is here.
This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I was going to keep you longer.
You can?
We're just having a discussion. Me and Rachel Monick, one of the most recognizable people in Green Bay. I have a quick question for you before we continue the quiz. That's a good song, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Is it too late for
to
me?
Drop the quiz?
No, where are my questions? Okay. Is it too late? Am I starting? Because I'm a transplant. And I just kind of started doing this show. Is it too late for me to someday be known as Mr. Green Bay?
Is it too late to what?
Be known as Mr. Green Bay.
Yeah.
When all is said and done. You don't think I have that kind of time?
I think you have a lot of competition.
For Mr. Green Bay? Who, yeah. Jim Schmidt and John Mino?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Fair enough. I'm never going to outdo those chumps. that's good competition. Great guys. They're like the co-Mr. Green Bays. All right. So Rachel is 3 for 4. I'm never going to be Mr. Green Bay. Conrad, you got a clip ready, buddy?
I do.
It has all these guy movies, isn't it?
Well, there's women in the movies. I don't know if I would say it. Actually, we have one coming up that was directed by a woman, but I don't want to say too much.
All right.
All right. Go ahead, Conrad.
Bender, that's school property there. I mean, that's, you know, it doesn't belong to us.
I should know it because of Bender. I know the movie, but it's not coming to me. But I know Bender.
My genius.
Funny guy.
Fix the door, Bender.
Everyone just shh.
Listen, I've been here before. I know what I'm doing.
No, fix the door. Get out there.
Shut up! Shut, damn it. Why is that door closed? Why is that door closed?
How are we supposed to know? We're not supposed to move, right?
Why?
We're just sitting here like we're supposed to.
Who closed that door?
I think a screw fell out of it.
Just closed, sir. Who?
She doesn't talk, sir.
Give me that screw.
I don't have it.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
Give it to me, Bender.
It's Breakfast
Excuse
Club.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah!
Why would anybody want to see
Do you know how many times I've seen Breakfast Club? I've seen it at least 30 times.
I know.
But I'm a visual person, I guess. I guess I'm visual because I knew Bender, but I couldn't figure out from what, and that scene didn't click. I literally have watched that movie 30 times.
I have not seen that movie that much. I wouldn't have known the character Bender, but I've seen it twice. It's just not one of the movies I go to constantly to watch when I was younger. And when I first started doing this on the air, I haven't even done this game yet on Nightlight, but I filled in for the Devil's Advocates one day in August, and I had all these scenes, and they were so obscure. And my son goes, Dad, no one is going to get these. And I was like, oh, really? Like, so I,
yeah, that
and even the easy ones, if you don't have a picture to go with it, they're not that hard. Okay.
I picture Ally Sheedy. She was in there, and she had dandruff.
Yeah.
And she, remember, she bent her head down, and she scratched her head, and she made it snow.
Yes.
Oh, and everybody around her thought she was just so crazy.
That constituted insanity in the 80s.
Yeah.
Dandruff.
And Emilio Estevez was the jock, and he gets up on the rafters, and he's doing all of his gymnastic moves.
Yep.
And I mean, you can picture the whole movie, but I don't even know what that scene was.
That was when the principal came in toward the end of the movie, or he kept propping the door open. But Emilio Estevez, I didn't realize this until I looked at this clip today. I cannot believe how much he looks like his dad.
Yeah,
Martin
Sheen, right?
Like,
he does.
When he was young. It's like incredible. Okay, so you are 4 for 5. Rachel Monick is taking a movie quiz. We have.
You can
three
tell
more,
them
maybe?
That you're helping me.
I'm not helping you. Well, I wouldn't do that. That's.
I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist, and I need to.
You're a journalist.
Yes, I'm a journalist, and I'm uncomfortable cheating.
Okay. All right, Conrad, fire up another clip for Rachel.
You know, it's an odd name. I don't recall having seen it on the club registry.
Well, I don't formally belong. I'm a guest of my aunt's.
Your aunt?
That's Chevy Chase.
Right, Mrs. Smith.
Joan or Margaret?
Uh-huh.
Right. Is it vacation?
One? No.
Margaret.
Funny old bird.
Yeah, is she ever. I could tell you some stories.
I bet. You know...
I don't know.
It's a shame about Ed.
Just give it a second. There's another signature line.
Go so suddenly like that.
I was dying for years.
Sure, but the end was very, very sudden.
He was in intensive care for 8 weeks.
Yeah, but I mean the very end, when he actually died, that was extremely sudden. You know, Alan and I were recently speaking of dying. He told me Boyd Aviation took out a large insurance policy
Tom
on
from New Berlin got it.
What is he saying?
Gotta be in some kind of perfect
shape
to get that
I
sort of
I want to see
a
if you get it
policy,
on the end of the...
You off your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, no, really, we don't need to. I don't want to do that. Say, so, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's that I'm not
gloves.
Doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel... 100% Moon River. Thank you, Doc. Okay. You ever serve time?
Fletch.
Breathe easy.
It's Fletch.
Fletch.
4 for 6. That's
I
still
got
pretty
his
good.
Name right away. I knew
you
it
did.
Was Chevy Chase right away.
I'll get, you know what? I'm going to give you a half a point for that.
4.5. I would like half a point.
Of 6.
I'm going to say I probably never saw it.
Oh, you never saw Fletch?
I don't think I did.
That one might have been. All right. That one's on me. I'm going to. Let's. Conrad?
And if any of these movies are from the last 4 years of the decade of the 80s, I was in college and I was doing other things than watching movies.
Care to elaborate?
I was partying. Studying.
That's how I partied. I watched movies with a bunch of dudes.
Oh, I danced all night long.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just
wow.
Dancing and partying and hanging out with my sorority sisters.
Oh, boy. What school was it?
Valparaiso.
Okay.
In Indiana. Valparaiso University.
I went to DePaul University.
That's where my daughter is.
That's
you
right.
Knew that. Yeah.
That's where you knew that. And the guy to girl ratio at DePaul, I think it was 9 guys to 1 girl. I felt
oh
like I was in the
my.
Seminary. I'm
oh my.
Half kidding. I'm saying that. So when we danced, it was like, you know, we danced like nobody was watching. All right. So Tom got that. Tom from the 414 got Fletch. Conrad, do we have time for one more clip?
No, we
don't.
We don't.
Thank goodness.
God, he's such. Can you believe this guy?
Is so bad at it.
Do you have the dinger ready? Because we have 2 more questions. I think we can do them after the. She's Rachel said she.
Yeah, I got the dinger ready.
Okay, is that what we officially call it the dinger?
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna be able to use it.
Oh, we'll use it. All right, so we have 2 more questions for Rachel. She's doing very well. You're 4.5 of 6. So far in Guy Movieville, I have a really good feeling you're gonna get the next 2 because they're absolute classics.
The look on your face when I'm not getting it is really hurting me.
Is it a look of consternation?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I feel bad. That's
and
why.
Disappointment.
All right.
Yeah.
Rachel's here. We're gonna finish the quiz and more fun with Rachel Monick from Good Day, Wisconsin. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, this is Todd Allball. At noon on Friday, Trigby Olson is in the host chair. Don't miss it. Going to be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.